What was, I guess Fort Gaines was bigger when you were coming up, wasn't it?
Well, you know, the front street, the West Street, they tell me, what popping them, best I can remember, the front street coming up, around that there, the back street, out that there, Main Street.
Yeah.
They say sand in it knee deep. There used to be a well right there in front of where the bank's sitting at now. It'd be a dug well, a big dug well. And said the whole city got water. Folks go out and draw water for the mule. Well, your granddad talked about that.
Yeah.
Master Henry. He said he might do it was yesterday. Got talking about the, Papa got talking about the way he used to bring stuff up from the steamboat there. Up the river, you know, from the river bank. Got some old tracks down in there, even. Where the steamboat used to land there, you know, and had, Paul said it had a mule up on that hill up there. It said had a, he went around like a cane mill.
Mm-hmm.
And said it had two sets of tracks. And a little, like a train, you know, motor car, you know, on a St. Railroad track now.
Yeah.
And Paul said then that track went straight down there to the boat. And they fight all the time.
They do.
And Paul said one, when they load one, and they start that mule off, and so that mule keep going around and around, so they'd be pulling one up, and be going down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, the man that chained the mule around, make the mule walk right away, and when that other come up, be loaded. Paul said 5 or 6 bales cotton on them, said they go right on down with them. That mule could pull as much as they could put on them. But you know that cable up there on top, said the cable went up on the mule here. Paul said it went around like a cane mill. Well, old track still there.
Hmm. And the steamboat used to come up the river?
Oh yeah, I remember that steamboat. One of them named W.C. Bradley. Well, Callahan did run it, and Queen City, the Queen City was the last one. It's still sitting down on that Caribbean water, you know.
Huh. Did it go up to,
Columbus?
Yeah. That's where it went.
Well, Columbus, when it come down from Columbus, went to Apalachicola.
Yeah.
Went to Apalachicola, to the Tuolumne, around to Pensacola, New Orleans. Then come on back.
Was the river deep enough then?
Oh, it's deeper then, isn't it?
Yeah, I was
going
to say, they couldn't do it now.
You know, black would be deeper then, isn't it? Well, you know, all this here farming, there wasn't no cleaning up land and such as that, you know, so much in back in them days. They couldn't go on ship. They couldn't work and wash the house. Dirt in there like that, you know, they got them that grudge boat now going up and down and blowing sand out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doggone well, the river blocks been deeper than it is now.
Yeah. Yeah,
it
had to be. Now, JC, tell me about what you've done, you know, for a living most of all your life.
Sawmill, farm. Most of that,
yeah. Farming was different when you came up before.
Oh, yeah. You think, when I first started, I had a follow mule plant. Started planting 10th of March. Planted at the 10th of March. You couldn't have, when you get ready, before you back, take a track and I cast 6 rows. Right, I'm going to go siding the stuff. You had to take your plow and go up on one side, there's one side of your stuff, and come back down on the other side. Put 2 foot of the road.
Mm-hmm.